listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the God who created it all. And I want to read to you from Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, where we read this. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The truth of God's existence tells us about more than only God himself. It also tells us about who man is. A philosopher named Jean-Paul Sartre said that this was the essential problem of philosophy, that there is something instead of nothing. Why? Everything else in our life flows from the answer to this question. If everything around us, including ourselves, is the result of random, meaningless occurrences apart from the work of a creating God, then it says something about who I am. It also says something about my destiny and the destiny of the whole world. Now, of course, there was never a time when there was absolutely nothing, and the Bible tells us so. In the beginning, there was God, and there was a time before time began when there was only God. And when we think about such things, a common question that arises is, well, then who created God? The answer is simple. God wasn't created. God has always been. Now, for some people, that isn't an adequate explanation. But really, we are only left with one of two alternatives. Either God is eternal, or matter, substance, is eternal. The fact that there is something instead of nothing means that there must have always been something, or more exactly, someone. Something was the first cause of everything. Someone set the universe in motion. We understand that God, by definition, is the one who is uncreated, the one who has always been. At the same time, the Bible tells us that God has the power of self-existence. He does not depend on anything for his existence. You know, we depend on air and water and even the good pleasure of God. In other words, no one grants life to God as he grants it to us. He has life within himself, and he has always had life within himself. This helps us to understand that big question, who created God? The answer is simply that no one created God. By definition, God is uncreated. He is self-existent. He's eternal, without beginning and without end. By going back to the thought of God's eternal existence, the psalmist understood that Yahweh's help to his people did not begin with the Exodus from Egypt. From their pilgrim beginnings under the patriarch Abraham to the days of Moses, God had been their dwelling place, their refuge and protection. God can be your dwelling place. No one really wants to be homeless. Spiritually speaking, that never needs to be the state of the believer. We have our home in the Creator God. His dwelling place is a place where we rest, where we can be ourselves, and where love and happiness dominate. Today, the God who created everything wants to be your dwelling place. So answer his invitation.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.